Howdy, it's your writers. This is Doc Boyle, Headbird Wrangler and Trail Boss of Old West DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes and let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 37 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of September 5th through September 11th in the Great American Old West? September 5th, 1877, died Oglala Lakota Chief Crazy Horse, aged about 36. In response to tribal jealousies, false rumors, misinterpretations, and paranoia on the part of the Army, Crazy Horse was taken from Spotted Tail Reservation, to which on the previous day he had fled from a raid on his own village, to Fort Robinson, Nebraska. There, during considerable confusion, he was bayoneted in the guardhouse by a trooper who claimed the chief was trying to escape. His body was returned to his father. A brave and bold warrior, he was one of the finest native cavalry tacticians who ever lived. His horse was Inyan. This is a convoluted and controversial story. Look it up. Tip your hat. There is no verified photo of this great warrior. September 6, 1895. U.S. Deputy Marshal Bill Tillman and Company shoot up Doolin gang member William Little Bill Radler. Hit him three times, but he survives and he's sent to prison for the Dover, Oklahoma train robbery. He'll be released in 1903 and die a year later. September 7, 1876. Trent Olive attacks two Negro men who have come onto the ranch seeking water. He kills the man named Banks and bullwhips his companion Donaldson. He is quickly acquitted at trial because no one in Texas of 1876 will convict a cattle baron of killing a black man. September 8, 1893. Luke L. Short, number 24 in the gunfighter list, born 1854, died of dropsy at Gouda Springs, Kansas. Whiskey runner, gambler, army scout, saloon owner, and notorious gunfighter. He was a friend of Wyatt Earp, Doc Holliday, Bette Masterson, and Charlie Bassett. Short was one-time part owner of the Long Branch Saloon in Dodge City, Kansas in 1883, and the White Elephant Saloon in Fort Worth, Texas, 1887. The namesake for the modern Western author Luke Short. September 9, 1903. Founded by Frank and Ella Boyer under the requirements of the Homestead Act, the first all-black settlement in New Mexico, the Blackton Townsite Company, was incorporated in Chavez County, New Mexico, on 15,000 acres, about 18 miles south of Roswell. By 1908, the community had a weekly newspaper, a hotel, a blacksmith shop, a Baptist church, and 25 families with about 300 people. However, 1916 to the early 1920s saw worms in the crops, alkali buildup in the soil, and the depletion of the natural wells of the Artesia Aquifer, which provided most of the water for the farms. The settlers began drifting away, and by 1921, even the Boyers' home had been repossessed, forcing them away as well. Today, Blackton is remembered by a highway historical marker and local events. September 10, 1876, the Battle of Slim Butte, South Dakota. Crazy Horse and his band attempt to save his old friend American Horse, head man of the small Minneconjou village, under attack by Captain Anson Mills and two battalions of the 3rd Cavalry. They are unsuccessful. The village is taken by the troopers, and American Horse is killed. September 10, 1894. Parachute Colorado Sheep Massacre. Brown's Sheep Camp on Roan Creek is attacked by some 50 masked men, and Brown is accidentally wounded and then cared for by the miscreants. The cowboys attempt to run half of the sheep over a cliff, but that doesn't work, so the knives come out. By day's end, they cut the throats of almost 4,000 sheep. That's equal to about 80 sheep per man. It's a busy day. September 11, 1857, the Mountain Meadows Massacre. A group composed of Paiute Indians and Mormon militia dressed as Indians attack a wagon train and murder 120 adult immigrants. 17 surviving children are adopted by the Mormons. Stolen property is auctioned off in Cedar City. Historical debate swirls around the details concerning the involvement of Brigham Young, then president of the Mormon Church. Washington County, Utah Territory. Recent documentary and Canadian movie September Dawn, 2007. And this is program 37 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine Old Time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado Band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you. Trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.